Absolutely not, but that's okay. That's part of the job, and
well,
that's what we're here to do.
I opened the show applauding all of you who have been available and all of you in the different parishes who have been up and have been willing and have been on top of it to give information to your voters and to your community, even the people who didn't vote for you. You guys have done a miraculous job, and at times like this, you really rise to the occasion, and I give all of you a lot of credit. So let's talk about Lafourche Parish. Tell me what you think is the biggest issue there in the parish.
The biggest issue for us wound up being the amount of rainfall we saw in North Lafourche and parts of the Sixth Ward. Every bit of the kind of forecasted amounts and then some fell down. We have some areas that received, upwards of 10 inches of rain in a very short period of time in about 2.5 hours. So for us in our drainage system, it was very hard to handle. We have reports right now of about 12 homes that we know that flooded. We fully expect that number to probably grow by a few as our damage assessments continue this morning, and we start to get the sun to come up. We did have one of the Lafourche Parish Housing Authority complexes in Thibodaux that took on some water, so we evacuated 26 people out of that complex and a series of garden homes and got them to our shelter somewhere around midnight. So we're going to work with the Housing Authority to begin to figure out exactly how much water entered those units. And then what we have to do to fix them to return those residents to some sort of normalcy as quickly as we can. The wind was not too big of a factor. It blew. We had areas that saw those 100-mile-an-hour gusts with sustained winds in the 60s and 70s. So we have a few, down power lines, of course. We have some tree debris that we're going to have to get going in the morning. Our local fire departments, along with the sheriff's office, have done a great job with clearing out roadways and getting those main arteries open so things can be at a first responders can continue to start to move around, doing damage assessments, getting to things that we need to think of. That's really going to ramp into gear as the sun comes up and all of our public works crews begin to move around and start to address the issues that we can see.
Archie, where were you able to take the 26 people who were rescued?
So they all went to our shelter at the Lockport Community Center. The sheriff's office was actually able to get them out using a couple of their high water pickup trucks. And then we loaded them onto a couple of the parish buses that we use for transit and moved them actually down the bayou, believe it or not, into the Lockport Community Center.
What was the reaction when you guys showed up?
I think first of all, it's gratitude, right? But again, that's what the sheriff's office, our first responders do day to day. And we have such an awesome network between police, fire, EMS. So it was no shock that was pulled off by the sheriff's office, and we were able to get them to safe ground. And then it turned into, okay, how do we fix things? And when do we get to go back home? So we're going to work with them throughout the morning this morning as the sun comes up to figure out exactly how many of those housing units were damaged, how bad the damage is, and then what that return home for them is going to look like.
How widespread is the power outage?
So it's most of the, almost all of the parish. I think we have, believe it or not, Port Fouchon still has power all the way down south, and there's a little pocket in the La Rose area that has power. But for the vast majority of us, that power is gone. Riding around late last night, midnight-ish, 1 o'clock in the morning, there's not a whole lot of power poles that are down. So we're hopeful that it's just some strand wires that have broken, that it's some circuits that may have tripped, and energy is going to be able to get the power back on very quickly. I would still have to, be willing to bet it's going to be a day or so before we get the whole parish back on. But I'm very hopeful that some of the resiliency efforts they made after Hurricane Ida are going to pay off, and we're going to be able to put power back on, fairly quickly for people. But it's going to be uncomfortable for a little while, Scoot.
Yeah, and but the good news is it's not as brutally hot as it might have been if this were in August or late July. We've had the power go out and the temperatures have been in the 90s, and that's not the case. So, I mean, upper 80s, it's going to be warm enough, upper 80s by this weekend. But it's going to be uncomfortable, but it could be a lot worse.
No doubt, Scoot. So we just want to remind people as they, as they get out into their yards, please remember to be careful with chainsaws and power tools, and remember to hydrate yourself. Remember to watch out for your neighbors, and lend a hand to those who may be a little bit older, maybe a little bit not able to do the things that you can do. We're a great community here, Scoot, and I have no doubt that it's going to do what it always does, and the community is going to rally around itself, and we're going to help each other get through this.
Archie Chanson, president of Lafourche Parish, thanks for being with us, and thoughts and prayers are with you. Best of luck, and thank you for doing such a great job for the people of your community.
Thanks, Scoot. Appreciate you guys.
Okay.